Today is October the 12th, 2013, and we are having a early service for tomorrow. We are going to be out of town tomorrow, and so we should be back in the loop, you know, in a day or so, but so we're only going to be having one service, and it will be on this evening on the sermon audio. But we decided to have it tonight. And no, we're not Seventh-day Adventists. Okay? You know, we don't put one day over another day. We can worship whenever we feel compelled to worship God. Do we have a selection? Psalm 99C, page 51, has been selected. The Lord is King indeed, let peoples quail and fear. He sits above the cherubim, let earth be his. The Lord in Zion rules, and over all is high. Oh, praise his great and dreadful name, the Holy One. The power of the King delights in equity. In Jacob you established law in righteousness. Exalt and celebrate the Lord who is our God, and at his footstool worship him, the Holy One. For Moses was his priest, and Aaron to his serve, and Samuel of them who call upon his name. The Lord received their cry, he spoke from out the cloud. His testimonies they obey, they kept his laws. O Lord our God, you heard an answer gave to them. You were a God that bore them up, but judged their worst. Exalt the Lord our God, bow to his holy hill. Behold, he is the Holy One, the Lord our God.
Page 50, Psalm 98a.
Oh, sing a new song to the Lord, for wonders he has done, for wonders he has done. His right hand and his holy arm, the victory have won, the victory have won, the victory have won. The great salvation wrought by him, Jehovah has made known, Jehovah has made known. His justice in the nation's sight, he openly has shown, he openly has shown, he openly has shown. He mindful of his grace and truth, to Israel's house has been, to Israel's house has been. The great salvation of our God, all ends of earth have seen, all ends of earth have seen, all ends of earth have seen. Oh, all the earth sing to the Lord,
and make a joyful sound,
and make a joyful sound.
Lift up your voice aloud to Him.
Sing songs of joy resound.
Sing songs of joy resound.
Sing songs of joy resound.
With harp and music to the Lord.
With harp a psalm O sing.
With harp a psalm O sing.
With horn and trumpet raise a shout.
Before the Lord the King.
Before the Lord the King.
Before the Lord the King.
Seas in all their vastness roar.
The world is living horde.
The world is living horde.
Let rivers clap, let mountains sing.
There's joy before the Lord.
There's joy before the Lord.
There's joy before the Lord.
Because He comes, He surely comes.
The judge of earth to be.
The judge of earth to be.
With justice He will judge the world.
All men with equity.
All men with equity.
All men with equity.
Oh, let's sing 116, Psalm 116a. I'll have to find the page. I'm not sure where it is.
Page 56.
56?
Yeah.
Okay.
I love the Lord because He heard my supplicating plea. I, while I live, will call on Him who bowed His ear to me. The cords of death on every side encompass me around. The sorrows of the grave took hold. I grief and trouble found. Then called I on Jehovah's name, and unto Him did say, deliver Thou my soul, O Lord, I do Thee humbly pray. The Lord is gracious and is just, our God will mercy show. The Lord preserves the meek in heart, He saved me when brought low. O Thou, my soul, do Thou return to Thine own quiet rest. Because the Lord has dealt in grace, His bounty has me blessed. Thou hast released my soul from death, my eyes from tears kept free. From falling Thou hast saved my feet, I live and walk with Thee.
Page 59, Psalm 119.
I believe we'll have this be our last song before we switch over to next.
Before Thee let my cry come here, O Lord, through Thee Thy word teach me. Before Thee let my pleading come, true to Thy promise rescue me.
If Thou Thy statutes teachest me, oh, let my lips Thy praise confess. Yea, of Thy word my tongue would sing, for Thy commands are righteousness. For Thy commands are righteousness. Be ready with Thy hand to help, because Thy precepts are my choice. I long for thy salvation, Lord, and in thy holy law rejoice, and in thy holy law rejoice. Oh, let thine ordinances help, my soul shall live and praise thee, yes. How strange sheep thy servants seek, for thy commands I ne'er forget, for thy commands I ne'er forget.
Dear Lord, we pray that you would be with us tonight in this service. We pray that you would help us. We know that we can do nothing without your aid and without your help. So we ask that you would lead, guide, direct our thoughts, our minds. And we pray that you would go with us this week, protect us from our enemies. We pray that you would also cause us to be repentant of our sins and realize that you have paid the perfect sacrifice for all of our sins on the cross, and you've rose again and seated at the right hand of God, making intercession for us. We ask these things in your name for your glory. Amen. At a passage in Hosea, the third verse of the 12th chapter of Hosea is speaking about Jacob. Speaking here about Jacob, it says, he took his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God. Yea, he had power over the angel and prevailed. He wept and made supplication unto him. He found him in Bethel, and there he spake with us, even the Lord of hosts. The Lord is his memorial. Therefore, turn thou to thy God, keep mercy and judgment, and wait upon thy God. Well, here we have another confirmation that Jacob had power with God. He had power over the angel. And the Lord of hosts was Jacob's memorial, according to this here. Jacob was not a perfect man. In fact, the word Jacob means a deceiver. But yet, God changed Jacob's name to Israel. And, we know that Jacob was not without his troubles. 12th verse says, Jacob fled into the country of Syria, and Israel served for a wife, and for a wife he kept sheep. And by a prophet the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. A lot of people don't want to talk about Jacob and Esau. They want to infer that everybody is a Jacob, and there aren't any Esaus. But there are Jacobs and there are Esaus. Why do you think that God has Jacobs and Esaus? Why do you think that he allowed Jacob to take his brother by the heel in the womb, and by his strength he had power with God? Why do you think that God gave Jacob power over the angel? And why do you think that God allowed the Lord of hosts to be Jacob's memorial? All of those are good questions, we see this dichotomy throughout Scripture. You know, we see it all the way throughout the Old Testament, of course, and we have it also throughout the New Testament. We see it in the 19th chapter of 1 Kings. We have on the one side, we have Jezebel, and on the other side we have Elijah. And here Jezebel is trying to threaten Elijah. Second verse it says, first verse says, Ahab told Jezebel all that Elijah had done and how he had slain all the prophets with the sword. And Jezebel sent a messenger unto Elijah saying, so let the gods do to me and more so if I make not thy life as the life of one of them by tomorrow about this time. She threatened Elijah. Have you ever been threatened by a Jezebel? Have you ever been threatened by someone with a Jezebelian spirit? Elijah allowed Jezebel to get him depressed. Here, Elijah had just seen a phenomenal miracle by God. He'd taken and proved that God was the God of Israel by dumping all this water on the altar, barrels and barrels and barrels of water on the altar. And he did it not only once, he did it the second time, and he did it the third time, and he did it the third time. And he even filled the trench around it, the sacrifice. And he prayed, and the fire of the Lord fell and consumed not only the sacrifice and the wood, but it also consumed the stones and dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And here, Elijah is intimidated by Jezebel's threat. It says that in the fourth verse of the 19th chapter of 1 Kings, that he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a juniper tree and requested for himself that he might die. He said, it's enough. It's enough, O Lord. Take away my life. For I'm not better than my fathers. Have you ever felt that way? I know I have. I felt that way. Lord, just go ahead. Get me out of here. Just get me out of here. And as he lay and slept under the juniper tree, behold, then an angel touched him and said unto him, arise and eat. And he looked, and behold, there was a cake baking on the coals and a cruse of water in his head. And he did eat and drink and lay down again. And the angel of the Lord came again the second time and touched him and said, arise and eat, because the journey is too great for thee. You ever feel like the journey is too great for thee? Well, it's time to arise and eat. Arise and eat the spiritual food that God has given us in His Word. And he arose and he did eat and drink and wept and went in the strength of that meat 40 days and 40 nights. Well, he came unto a cave and lodged there, and behold, the word of the Lord came to him, and he said to him, what doest thou here, Elijah? Why are you hiding in here in a cave, Elijah? Why'd you go in the cave? Elijah starts having a pity party again. He says, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, for the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thy altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I, even I only, am left, and they seek my life to take it away. I know I felt that way. Are you, they use the term today in psychological circles, paranoid. Are you paranoid over the devil? Are you paranoid over evil? Elijah seemed to be paranoid here. God showed him himself. He said, go forth, stand upon the mountain before the Lord, and behold, the Lord passed by in a great and strong wind, rent the mountains and broke in pieces the rocks before the Lord, but the Lord was not in the wind. And after the wind, an earthquake, but the Lord was not in the earthquake. And after the earthquake, a fire, but the Lord was not in the fire. And after the fire, a still small voice. And it was so when Elijah heard it that he wrapped his face in his mantle and went out and stood at the entering of the cave. And behold, there came a voice and said, what doest thou here, Elijah? Why are you staying in here in this cave, Elijah? And he was still having a little pity party. He said, the 14th verse, he said, I've been very jealous for the Lord God of hosts, because the children of Israel have forsaken thy covenant, thrown down thine altars, and slain thy prophets with the sword, and I only am left, and they seek my life to take it away. Well, God says, I have left me 7,000 in Israel, all the knees which have not bowed unto Baal, and every mouth which has not kissed him. He had to remind Elijah that he wasn't the only one on the planet that was one of his elect. He had 7,000 of them. Now, we know that the end result was, what happened to Jezebel? What happened to Jezebel? Well, she got eaten by the dogs, didn't she? Her time was coming. It was just a little fall down that even though Elijah tried mightily to stem the tide of the evil that was going on, you know, he was living in a time of spiritual and moral debauchery. And the forces of evil were seem insurmountable to him around him. Is that the way we feel? I know it's the way I feel sometimes. And Elijah was ready to throw in the towel, so to speak. Elijah had to flee for his very life. Jeremiah was shut up in prison. But you know what? God is not His power is not altered by circumstances that go on with the reprobate. I'm going to repeat that. God's power is not limited by what the reprobate is doing. Even the bounds of the habitations of the reprobate are controlled by God. The Bible says that He works all things after the counsel of His own will. All things after the counsel of His own will. What happened to Elijah? Well, Elijah was taken up into heaven by a whirlwind. A little different end result than what happened to Jezebel, I would say. We have something to look forward to. If we're one of God's people, we have, the Bible says, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. In the 44th chapter of Isaiah, the 24th verse says, thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, and He that formed thee from the womb, I am the Lord that maketh all things, that stretch forth the heavens alone, that spreadeth abroad the earth by itself, that frustrateth the tokens of the liars, and maketh diviners mad, that turneth wise men backward, and maketh their knowledge foolish. That's the power of God. You know, I stumbled into this little thing. I think I'm going to do a message sometime on sermon audio on this. I was talking to a friend of mine, and I said, you know, have you ever found that these people that are always trying to act real pious and crying all the time, I said, they're lying while they're crying. I said, they're lying while they're crying. They have tears coming down. I said, I'm not against emotions. I'm not against feelings. But these people that come across so emotional all the time, and they're trying to be pious, they're lying while they're crying. And my friend says, oh, I got another one. Liars are criers. Right. And criers are liars. You know? Well, we should not diminish what God says about himself and his power. We should not diminish what God says about himself and his power. In the 45th chapter of Isaiah, we talked about Jacob earlier. Here he says, for Jacob my servant's sake and Israel mine elect, I have even called thee by thy name. I have surnamed thee. For thou hast not known me, for I am the Lord. There is none beside else. There is no God beside me. I girded thee, though thou hast not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. Those people that were trying to call their God to bring fire down on the sacrifices, and they even cut themselves and screamed and yelled and everything else. And then Elijah, after pouring all that water on it, God came down and swallowed up the sacrifice of fire. I form the light and create darkness. I make peace and create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things. Woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Let the potsherd strive with the potsherd. Shall the clay say to him that fashioneth, what makest thou? Or thy work, he hath no hands. Woe unto him that saith unto his father, what begettest thou? Or to the woman, what hast thou brought forth? I have made the earth and created man upon it. I, even my hands, have stretched out the heavens, and all their hosts have I commanded. But Israel shall be saved in the Lord with an everlasting salvation. You shall not be ashamed or confounded, world without end. There's our promise. You know, he says, I have not spoken in secret in a dark place of the earth. I have not, I said not unto the seed of Jacob, seek ye me in vain. I, the Lord, speak righteousness. I declare things that are right. In the Lord shall all the seed of Israel be justified, and shall glory. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb, and even to your old age I am he, and even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made, and I will bear, even I will carry, and I and will deliver you. Declaring the end from the beginning, and from the ancient times, the things that are not yet done, saying, my counsel shall stand, and I will do all my pleasure. As for the Redeemer, the Lord of hosts is his name, the Holy One of Israel. I have declared the former things from the beginning, and they went forth out of my mouth, and I showed them, and I did them suddenly, and they came to pass. It wasn't over millions and millions of years. I have even from the beginning declared it to thee. Before it came to pass, I showed it thee, lest thou shouldst say, mine idol hath done it, and my graven image, and my whole molten image hath commanded it. Hearken unto me, O Jacob and Israel, my called. I am he. I am the first. I am the last. Mine hand also hath laid the foundation of the earth, and my right hand hath spanned the heavens. When I called unto them, they stand up together. Thus saith the Lord thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, I am the Lord thy God, which teacheth thee to profit, which leadeth thee by the way that thou shouldest go. There is no peace, saith the Lord, unto the wicked. And now, saith the Lord, that formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob again to him, though Israel be not gathered, yet shall I be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Can a woman forget her suckling child, that she should not have compassion on the son of her womb? Yes, they may forget, yet will I not forget. Behold, I have graven thee upon the palms of my hand. Thy walls are continually before me. I gave my back to the smiters, and my cheeks to them that plucked off the hair. I hid not my face from shame and spitting. I am the Lord thy God that divided the sea, whose waves roared. The Lord of hosts is his name. I put my words in thy mouth, and I covered thee in the shadow of my hand, that I may plant the heavens and lay the foundation of the earth, and say unto Zion, thou art my people. Therefore the redeemed of the Lord shall return and come with singing unto Zion. Everlasting joy shall be upon their head, and they shall obtain gladness and joy, and sorrows and mourning shall flee away. Who hath believed our report? To whom is the arm of the Lord revealed? He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. He was oppressed, and he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before his shearers is dumb, so he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment, and who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off out of the land of the living. For the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich, and his death because he has done no violence, neither was any deceit in his mouth. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him. He hath put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, he shall see his seed. He shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hands. He shall see the travail of his soul, and shall be satisfied by his knowledge. Shall my righteous servant justify many, for he shall bear their iniquities. Therefore will I divide him a portion with the great, and shall divide the spoil with the strong, because he hath poured out his soul unto death. He was numbered with the transgressors, and he bare the sins of many, and made intercession for the transgressors. For thy Maker is thy husband, the Lord of hosts is his name, and thy Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, the God of the whole earth shall he be called. My thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are my ways your ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the things whereunto I send it. For thus saith the high and lofty one that inhabiteth eternity, whose name is holy. I dwell in the high and holy place with him also that is of a contrite and humble spirit, to revive the spirit of the humble, and to revive the heart of the contrite ones. Well, we've been reading through the book of Isaiah, different portions, different things that have been a blessing to me over the years. The thing that I want to point out is that we are the people of God. We are His people. We are the people of His pasture. And we must remember that the Lord said, heaven is my throne and the earth is my footstool. All those things have my hand made, and all those things have been, saith the Lord, but to this man will I look, even to him that is poor and of a contrite spirit, that trembleth at my word. Whereas the new heavens and the new earth which I will make shall remain before me, saith the Lord, so shall your seed and your name remain. We have some tremendous promises from God and His Word, and we need to realize that we are not those who draw back.